We wanted to talk about the World Series.
Okay.
So, is this Stooks?
Yeah, this is.
What's going on, Stooks? This is J-Sauce, along with my friend C-Pizzle.
All right, good to hear from you guys.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
So you're happy about... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm pretty mad about the World Series. I'm a really big New York Mets fan, and I was really upset that the Cardinals took it.
But the Cardinals had already beat, like, the Mets weren't even, you know, in the World Series itself. You know?
Hello?
Yeah. But
what's that?
The Mets weren't in the World Series, though. I mean, the Cardinals beat them before they even got to the World Series, obviously.
I know, but it was rigged. I'm telling you, the umpires, they were paid.
They were?
They were definitely paid.
By, like, La Russa or somebody slipping them some cash? Or?
I have a guy on the inside,
yeah,
and he told me about the whole conspiracy, everything. And his name's C-Pizzle. He's right here.
Yeah? Is he going to explain what it is? Or?
Yeah, it's the refs. What they do is they after the games and everything, they go to the bars, and they talk about, you know, how they are...
How they what? Go ahead, man. Come on. You can get through it.
Okay. Stooks, this is J Pizzle and C Rizzle, but we got to get going. But it was good talking with you, man.
All right. We appreciate that. Great conspiracy theory.
Hey, later.
See ya. What's up? Hey, you got something for Free For All Friday?
Yeah, man.
All right.
For all the people that are going to go out and party tonight, they can just tell this to all their friends, okay?
Okay.
Somebody told this to me when I was drunk one time, and I almost fell down. Said one day I was driving down the street in a 4-door yellow canoe right after I fell down an elevator shaft, and I was being chased by some seagulls. So anyway, someone asked me, how many pancakes can you fit in your elephant? And I told them, the answer's obviously orange, because snakes don't have armpits, and therefore they couldn't wear vests anyway.
So you're supposed to say this to someone when they're completely sloshed?
Oh, yeah.
So
they'll start following it for about 10 seconds, and then by the end of the story, they're going to say,
I got to puke.
All right. Yeah.
Nice, man. Thanks for calling.
Not a problem.
Handy tip. Hey there, you got something for Free For All Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
We live about 4 blocks from that coach's in Salina.
Yes.
And we drive to Junction 4 or 5 times a month to go to that one.
Is that right?
Oh, it's terrible. The food's terrible. The service is terrible. Beer's getting cold, but there's no way you can get drunk there. You can't get waited on quick enough.
Is that right? Well, it's because they have no ambition left to do anything, right? Or is that why they closed in the first place?
Obviously, I guess. I don't know. A couple of years ago, it was a pretty good place, but it's had like 4 owners since then. So
yeah, coaches aren't really the same from restaurant to restaurant.
No, I wish the people in Junction would come open up the one in Salina, though.
Hey, maybe they're hearing you. Maybe they'll make that happen.
That'd be awesome. I'd be there every night.
There you go, man.
All right, we'll see you.
Take care.